This episode of Boat Briefing is sponsored by Amico & Co. Based in Genoa, at the heart of the Mediterranean, Amico & Co. is a family-owned refit yard with more than two centuries of maritime heritage behind it. Today, the yard is widely recognised for its work on large yachts, offering a full-service refit capability delivered largely through its own in-house teams, from paint and engineering to complex conversions and structural projects. Rooted in one of Europe's great historic port cities, Amico combines tradition, technical depth, and long-term thinking, making it a trusted partner for owners, captains, and shipyards alike.
Welcome to the Boat Briefing Podcast. I'm Cecile Goward, editor of Boat International US, and today I'm joined by Boat International editor, Caroline White. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Cecile. Great to be here.
So as well as taking care of the magazines, we are also both deputy chairs of the Boat Design and Innovation Awards. And in a special episode, we will be revealing the winners.
So we're actually recording this before the ceremony where the awards will be announced in Kitzbühel on February 1st, I believe. That's during the Boat Design and Innovation Awards. So for many of you, this will be the first you will have heard of the winners of the awards. For some of you, it'll be a reminder if you did attend the awards, but perhaps enjoyed some Glühwein a bit too much after the ceremony.
Glühwein. I think it was involved in me breaking my foot in November. I think I will stay away from that.
Very sensible, Cecile. Okay, should we get into the awards?
So let's go into it. But perhaps just one quick mention. A couple of years ago, we changed the actual award that people are receiving for the very beautiful Minerva. You've seen it, Caroline, right?
Yeah, it's really lovely. So it's made by Latsfit, who I think are Czech, Bohemian. Is that Czech? I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it is.
But they're kind of crystal artists and they make some incredible light fittings and chandeliers for yachts. So you may be familiar with their work if you have seen the interiors of some of the biggest yachts in the world.
Yeah, that piece is really beautiful. I mean, I'm no designer, so there is no hope for me, but I would put that on my shelf in a heartbeat. So Caroline, this is actually your first year on the award. So what are your impressions?
So we have our panel of judges for the Boat Design and Innovation Awards. They're all designers of various stripes. So you have lighting designers, interior designers, naval architect. You have just the full gamut of people who know about yacht design, essentially. And we accompany, Cecile and I accompany and support them, help contribute to discussions, but we don't vote and we don't lead the discussions. And it's just been an honour to see the boats, to have the opportunity to tour so many boats. I mean, it really is an extraordinary number of boats. Yeah, it's really been an honour and fascinating. Also, to visit with the judges and hear their insights on the boats is really interesting.
Yeah, definitely. That's my favorite part. The friendship that we've developed over the years, but especially the knowledge, the insights that we are able to gather, the understanding of design. Yeah, there's one thing I'm not fond of is how sometimes people are disappointed when they don't go home with that beautiful Minerva. I must say people seem to be taking it very seriously, whether they're winning or not, which in a way is to the credit of the award. It is prestigious award to go home to.
Well, I mean, the entrants take it seriously, but I must say the judges take it incredibly seriously as well. So it really is interesting and heartening to see how seriously the judges take a job for which they're not paid, I should add. They
That's
really,
true.
Really consider the boats. They debate them. They weigh them fairly. They go way beyond first impressions or their personal tastes. And they really do their job incredibly well. Whether or not a boat has won, the entrant can be sure that their entry has been really seriously considered.
That's very true. So shall we go on with the categories, Caroline? We have quite a few.
Yep. Let's do it.
So first up is the outstanding exterior design in the motor yachts 24 to 39.9 meters. And there were six finalists in this category. Unlike last year when the smallest boat won, this year the judges went to the largest in this category. What is the winner, Caroline?
That was Lullaby, which is 35.31 meters. It's Van der Valk, Naval Architecture by Diana Yacht Design and Ginton Naval Architects. Exterior Design by Guido de Groot and Interior Design also by Guido de Groot.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise to me, I must say, because the judges usually take to sleek lines and they really like, for example, the AB95 this year. But in the end, it is a serious amount of real estate on a shorter hall. And she offers quite a lot of spaces and variety of them in this category. Quite an achievement, actually.
Yeah, so this boat has massive aft decks, big volume, perfect for long cruising. The superstructure had to be quite far forward, but they didn't want an explorer look. So, and they also had this massive volume to conceal. So I think the challenge they had and how well they achieved the look of the exterior, given those challenges, was incredible. Also, an excellent designer statement from Guido de Groot, which helped us to understand those challenges and how they overcame them.
Yeah, those statements are important for sure. Right. So shall we go to the next one?
Yeah.
Next up is the outstanding exterior design in the motor yachts 40 to 49.9 meters.
So there were two entries from the Italian shipyard CDM in this category, and they came out on top with the winner, who was Cecile.
The winner is RJ, 46.9 meters, builder Cantiere della Marche, naval architect Pierluigi Ausonio, naval architect, exterior designer Francesco Paschowski Design. Interior designer, Achille Salvani Atelier.
Well done for reading all those names, Cecile. I think
yes. I hope it's okay. I think I kind of messed up Francesco Paschowski Design. But anyway, she's the true explorer capabilities of the CDM, but with the appearance of a white ship, remarked one judge. She has a certain elegance.
Yeah, so she's really elegant looking, I would agree. But she still has a very purposeful look. Lots of glass, including in the aft structure. Big swim platform. Just a really lovely looking boat, I would say.
Yeah, I agree. Next up, we are going to outstanding exterior design in the motor yachts 50 to 69.9 meters. There were five very attractive finalists in this category with a good variety of styles and purpose. But the winner is...
Lueve. 56 meters. I probably said that horribly. I do apologize. By Tankoa Yachts. Naval architect is Inave. I probably said that horribly as well. Exterior designer.
That sounds right.
Exterior designer Luca Dini and interior designer also Luca Dini.
The boat is arguably one of the more interesting ones in this category, said a judge of the winner in this class of water yachts. I think I can agree with that. It's long, sporty looking, low profile, yet has the ever popular open deck beach club and good interior volume. And it had a heck of a party at the Monaco Yacht Show. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that too.
This is the first of a new series by Tankoa, an Italian shipyard that has rather quietly grown into a big player in a short few years.
So the thing I remember about this boat is it had some really nice, unusual touches. So on the side of the owner's suite, there's this little kind of private side deck with a spa pool that's a really nice, decent-sized area that's completely private to the owner, really lovely. It also had a little kind of mini Nemo space in the beach club, some interesting routing around the boat, just a few little touches that were a bit different. It's a really interesting boat, I thought.
I guess the judges agreed with you.
Yeah.
And on to the biggest category in exterior design motor yacht. So this exterior design motor yacht, 70 meters and above. I must say this for me was the most difficult to consider, not that we vote, but I certainly kind of in my mind try to decide which one would take the lead. I think the finalists are really very, very strong. But again, there can only be one winner. And the winner is Caroline?
Pie by FedShip. Naval Architecture by Fedship de Vught, Exterior Designer Jarko Jamsen, and Interior Designer Liagra.
A big, very professional, experienced team there. This is a successor to another award-winning yacht by the same name with the same exterior designer. She was actually built as CCG, but then got to be known as Pi. What did you think of the Pi, Caroline?
So, I mean, obviously she's beautiful, sculptural, flowing, spectacular staircases from the swim platform. That's something you notice pretty quickly. And I understand that the idea was to keep the look of the previous pie in a bigger form. And obviously they've done that. If you look at the two boats next to each other, it's an impressive lengthening that doesn't look... They've made it look elegant considering how much they've added to the boat in terms of size. And technically it's really interesting for lots of reasons. For example, they concentrated the wires and the piping in a central core so that they could create these big unsupported windows without mullions. There's loads of stuff like that. It's a really... Yeah, I mean, that's slightly off point, but it's you know, it's a really interesting looking boat. They've done a good job of the brief of creating something that was consistent from the previous iteration in a bigger form.
It's a beautiful boat. I walked around it at the yard, didn't go on, but we got to see the form of the hull, which is quite stunning. I do remember a bit of debate among the judges about the F sections, but as a whole, this was a very popular choice among them, and it edged another FedShip, which is the FedShip Valor, which came in second.
Yeah, it was a close one. It was a close one.
Yeah.
So let's move on to outstanding exterior in sailing yachts. There were 7 outstanding yachts in this category. Custom yachts, as well as semi-custom ones, part of existing series. It was the latter that clinched the victory, interestingly. So Cecile, would you like to let us know who it was?
Sure. The winner is a Wallywin 110, 33.42 meter. The builder is Wally. Naval architect is Udo Rolick & Co. Exterior designer is Wally, Studio Santa Maria Magnolfi. Interior designer is Wally, Studio Santa Maria Magnolfi. Beyond the aesthetics, the judges were impressed by the unique layout of the cockpit, which breaks away from the traditional side decks and combings to create a 60 square meter area that can be customized. The inventive layout affords a plethora of options to sit and enjoy the view while underway, including seats that face aft and outwards. The judges also liked how the yacht can convert smoothly between cruiser to racer, with all the exterior deck furniture being removable for racing. I think clearly the judges like the design approach that provides such flexibility on this yacht.
Yeah, it's a worthy winner. I certainly agree. So let's move on to the interior categories. This was challenging. I thought there were loads of really strong designs mm-hmm. this year. What did you think, Cecile?
I agree. That was a very tough one. There was a lot of very interesting layouts, spectacular use of materials, and some really different approaches to spaces.
Yeah, absolutely. So first up, in the smaller boats, best interior from 24 meters to 39.39 meters. There were 5 lovely finalists in this category. Cecile, would you like to let us know who the winner is?
Yes, it might sound familiar. The winner is Lalabay, 35.31 meters. Again, built by Van der Valk Shipyard. Naval architect is Dyna Yacht Design, Ginton Naval Architects. Exterior design, Rideau de Groot Design. Interior design, Rideau de Groot Design. Clearly, the judges really took to this yacht. It does have an ease to it. Our judges often talk about feeling, and this is what they felt. It feels good being on board.
Yep, so they got rid of the formal dining saloon on this boat, and instead of that, they created these amazing, spacious social areas, which is what the brief asked for. And it has this really beautiful galley that obviously supports that and great circulation. So the whole thing works together really lovely in a really lovely way as a social space, basically.
I think that good feeling goes to the shipyard. I've been there a few times and it's quite impressive how much they've grown. And yes, it feels good to be there. There's a very positive energy emerging from that Van der Valk shipyard.
Fantastic.
So then we can go on to the intermediary category where there were 7 strong finalists. Would you like to reveal the winner in this category, Caroline? And that we are looking at the best interior in 40 meter and above and below 1,000 gross ton.
So the winner in this category is RJ, which is 46.9 meters. The builder is Cantieri Delamarche. Naval architect is Pierluigi Alsonio Naval Architecture. Exterior designer is Francesco Pascowski Design. And the interior designer is Achille Salvagni in Atelier.
The owner's passion for contemporary art is apparent. And interior designer Achille Salvagni created an interior that answers their brief for soft minimalism that still has plenty of character. That's what the judges said. What did you think of it, Caroline?
I absolutely love this. So it's, as you say, the owner, you can tell it's a tribute, the boat's a tribute to the kind of artistic sensibilities of the designer and the owner. There's a real sense of calm and serenity. It's minimal. And there's, I mean, just there are loads of lovely touches. Like in the main saloon, there's this ceiling panel that recalls a stone dropped into water, but upside down. So it's kind of on the, I mean, there's just loads of really lovely touches, but it's not too much. It's just, you know, it's just lovely.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well. I missed the group tour on that one. And I was very lucky to get a tour by the master himself, Mr. Salvani, showed me around. Yeah, that was quite amazing. I remember when he first dipped his toes in yachting, of course, he was already a very experienced designer. He started with just slight touches on an Azimuth years ago. Then he produced full interiors for Azimuth Benetti. But I think it's in the custom world where he can truly express himself, and then you can really apprehend his original vision, which obviously these owners really very much take to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let's move on to best interior design in motor yachts 1000 GT and above.
So of the six super strong finalists, the winner was Breakthrough. And of course, it's built by FedShip. It's 118.8 meters. Naval architecture is by FedShip, De Vogt Naval Architects. Exterior designer is RWD, and interior designer is RWD. Breakthrough pulled just ahead of another of the judges' favorite, which is Valor, another FedShip, which they also deemed exceptional. So much so that they awarded a commendation award. I think what got Breakthrough over the top are a number of factors. The layout, the use of space in a way it does not feel overwhelming, but creates personal experiences, the innovation as well. The underwater lounge in my mind is a bit gimmicky, but with a budget that has few limits, why not?
Yeah, so apparently this is one of the most detailed owner's briefs that RWD has ever received. So obviously that was a challenge, but they've managed to pull it off. And it's an incredible creation. And what's almost most interesting about it is that despite the size of the boat, it feels very homely and human scale, the interior.
That's
so
true.
I think it's a real achievement. Materially, the interior has this natural and understated palette, so that's probably part of that. And then it's got this incredible routing, space planning that involves a central core. It's really something extraordinary in a number of different ways.
Yeah, extraordinary yet. Yeah, very large, quite expensive, but exceptional.
Yeah.
And so the commendation for interior design went to Valor, which is another FedShip, 79.5 meter. Naval Architects, FedShip, Naval Architects, Exterior Design, Studio De Vogt. Interior design is Bannenberg and Raoul Design. And a lot of the judges also loved that boat. I remember going through it and everybody was quite impressed by it. So very well-deserved commendation for interior design for Valor.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to sailing interior. In this category, there were seven finalists, and there was quite a bit of conversation on this one, with the very innovative Magic Carpet E drawing quite a bit of praise. But the winner is, Cecile?
And the winner is Katana, 60 meter. Builder is Perini Navi, the Italian Sea Group. Naval architect is Perini Navi, the Italian Sea Group. Exterior designer is Perini Navi. And the interior designer is Remy Tessier Design. Katana stands out for her organic forms that see every piece of furniture, from the beds to the sofas, to seem to float over the natural teak floors. The tray ceiling also floats from above, helping to create an ethereal atmosphere among the sanctuary of calm that the designer sought to create.
So I think this is one of those boats where the photography doesn't really do it justice, and you kind of have to go on board and see and feel the boat. Everything's floating, as you say. The perfection of the design is incredible. The lighting, everything, and the thought that's gone into every detail is really something special. It's got an incredible atmosphere, that boat.
I think we've said it before. Our judges often mention the feel and also the experience and the memory you come away with from a boat. And I think Katana really ticked the boxes for them for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now on to the really serious stuff. Just kidding. It's all very serious. But we do have a Naval Architecture Committee that looks at the hull shapes and everything that allows the boats to not only float, but be efficient at sea. So this is something that distinguish the Boat Design Innovation Awards from the World Shipyard Awards are these naval architecture categories. We have a special committee led by two professional naval architects, Murph Owen and James Roy of Lateral, and they have quite a complex system, and they actually make recommendations to us because we're not naval architects, so that's quite different an approach to judging. And we split the naval architecture according to the type of boats and hulls. So first up is a semi-planing and planing category. Among four finalists, the winner is, Caroline?
Lala Bay, 35.31 meters. Again, Van der Valk Shipyard, Naval Architecture by Diana Yacht Design and Ginter Naval Architects, Exterior Designer Guido de Groot Design, and also Interior Designer Guido de Groot Design.
Yeah.
So this yacht might look like a displacement yacht, but she has a semi-planing hull and goes up to 17 knots with an economic fuel burn. Cecile, do you want to tell us a bit more about the CFD studies?
Yeah, they were used to inform the precise placement of rudders, which were moved outboard, allowing the propellers to move aft and the shaft angle to be reduced. This setup affords higher efficiency and maneuverability. The round bill hull with a semi-tunnel design further enhances performance. Or so do our naval architects. Tell us.
Okay, well, next up are displacement motor yachts with a huge range of sizes. In this case, though, it's the biggest that won. So, Cecile, who's the winner?
Breakthrough. 118.8 meters. Again, the builder is Fetchship, Naval Architect, Fetchship, DeVoque, Naval Architect, Exterior Designer, RWD, Interior Designer, RWD. I think it's the innovation that put that one over the top. It overtook Tremenda, a much smaller yacht that ranked also quite well. Do you want to tell us a bit more about what made the judges decide for Breakthrough, Caroline?
So while the design has quite a classic displacement hull, there is nothing classic about her engine room. She's the first yacht to use cryogenic hydrogen to power fuel cells for propulsion, and Breakthrough represents a groundbreaking application of hydrogen technology in yachting as a diesel-electric hybrid capable of running entirely on hydrogen.
Very exceptional for sure. Still, the judges thought Tremenda worthy of a commendation, and so we have a commendation for Tremenda, which is again a 45.7 meter builder, Cantiere della Marche, Naval Architect Hydrotech, exterior designer is Cassetta Yacht Designers, and interior design owner and Cantiere della Marche.
So on to sailing yachts now, where we had six finalists, and the top spot went to Cecile?
Aquarius, which is 65.2 meter, builder is Royal Hussmann. Naval Architects are Dijkstra Naval Architects. Exterior Designer is Dijkstra Naval Architects. And the Interior Designer is Mark Whiteley Design.
So Aquarius stood out to the judges with her impressive performance numbers. The owner's brief was to create a vessel that would sail at least the speed of his previous boat while providing more volume.
Yeah, she's really much bigger than the previous Aquarius and still quite apparently a performer. It's great. Well, that's it for naval architecture. So then we move on to the next award of the night, which was Best New Series. I think that's an interesting one. The semi-custom and series world is forever expanding. It represents a huge percentage of the global order book, with boats of this type getting bigger all the time. We had, in fact, quite a few entries in this category and ended up with six worthy finalists. And while this year the judges gave quite a few prizes to the biggest boats in each category, this one went to the smallest. Do you want to tell us which one of our worthy finalists was the winner, Caroline?
Yeah. So it was the Ferretti Yachts 800, which is 24.47 meters. Builder is Ferretti Yachts. Naval Architecture is by Ferretti Group Engineering Department. Exterior Designer is Filippo Salvetti Design. And Interior Designer is Idea Italia.
Yeah, the judges had much to praise about this pocket superyacht, from the layout to the good-sized galley and user-friendly operation. This is a semi-production boat that has been well-conceived and well-executed, they said.
Yeah.
I think they will sell a lot of those.
Yeah, Scott, I remember this boat having a really nice galley setup. I think it would be a great boat to spend a day on, really well thought out.
Oh, I quite liked it. Very logically put together, very, very attractive and pleasant to be aboard. Well done. So then, where do we go from here? Ah, yes, eco and innovation. So actually, we usually have two categories, but this year we decided to combine them. And we now have one big winner. You want to tell us who the winner of the eco and innovation category is, Caroline?
So unsurprisingly, the winner is Breakthrough. Designed to operate at zero emissions when powered by hydrogen, Breakthrough boasts a pioneering hybrid propulsion system capable of operating entirely on hydrogen or diesel electric power. At the core of the yacht is a 3.2 megawatt fuel cell system running on cryogenic liquid hydrogen stored at minus 253 degrees centigrade. That system generates electricity for hotel loads and coastal cruising, emissions-free with water as the only byproduct. Breakthrough dramatically reduces emissions during the hotel load phase, which accounts for 70 to 78% of annual energy use.
That's right. We don't think about it often.
Yeah. I mean, it's an incredible boat. Yeah. An incredible achievement.
Yeah. There's still quite a bit of debate around hydrogen in our industry and whether it will ever be the miracle solution we all seek. Again, byproduct is water, which is pretty insane. But nevertheless, how far this project went to create new rules for the use of hydrogen and fuel cells, develop new systems, etc., it's quite extraordinary. And then on to one of my favorite categories. It's always a bit complicated. I guess the brief to the entrance may not be clear enough, but we're looking for one space on board that feels really different. And that is the outstanding lifestyle feature. So what we look for in this category is for one space or feature that makes a yacht so enjoyable. There were a very interesting one this year, and the winner may be surprising given the competition, which includes this quite fun Nemo room on Breakthrough. And the winner is, Caroline?
It's the Majesty 100 Terrace, which is 32.2 metres. The lifestyle feature is a private forward deck, so it's kind of on the bow. The builder is Majesty Yachts from Golfcraft. Exterior designer is Majesty Yachts and Fathom Studio, and interior designer is Majesty Yachts and Fathom Studio.
I know one of our judges wasn't super keen on this one, and not surprisingly, that's the yacht captain among us, because the forward lounge is a bit of in the way of the crew when you go and try to anchor the boat. But it's the second time our judges reward the exterior terrace at the bow. A similar arrangement clinched an award on the Ferretti Infinito either last year or the year before. They're not treated exactly the same, but certainly offer a similar flavor. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that space, Caroline?
Yeah. So it's integrated this full beam terrace into the GRP hull and the superstructure, which required advanced engineering to ensure that there was enough structural integrity and safety built in. Majesty's R&D and design teams worked closely with Fathom Studio and the naval architect, Andrew Westenholm, to achieve that through advanced composite lamination techniques, weight-optimized reinforcements, and meticulous load analysis. So very technical design.
It sure is. And a pleasant space as a result.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And another couple of categories that distinguish the Boat Design Innovation Awards from the World Spirit Awards are the tender categories. And of course, those are very important to the enjoyment of a yacht. So we have, a subcommittee comprised of a captain and someone who's very involved in the design and the build of tenders to help us guide through the very lovely boats that are presented each year. And the tender of the year has been divided into two subcategories, limousine and open tenders. So first up is the limousine tender. And which of this year's limousine tenders is the winner, Caroline.
It is the tender to Pi, which is 12 metres long.
Uh-huh.
The builder is Compass Tenders. The naval architect is Patrick Banfield, All Seas Design. Exterior designer is Jarkko Jamson, Avon. Interior designer is Jarkko Jamson, Avon. The judges noted that this one stood out with her refreshing interior, bright cabin, and they felt it was more welcoming than the typical limo tender, which is often darker and more confining than some other tenders.
Yeah, it was such a close call, though, that the judges felt the second finisher deserved a commendation. And that commendation goes to Faith Chase Tender, which is a 16.5-meter tender built by Tenderworks with naval architecture from Allseas Design, an exterior design by RWD, and an interior design by RWD. Well done to Faith Chase Tender on this commendation.
So in the open category for tenders, we had six finalists. And the open tender of the year is
Impetus Open, which is an 11.5 meter. The builder is Yatwerf Meyer. The naval architect is Yatwerf Meyer. And the designer is Yatwerf Meyer. Well done.
Absolutely.
So then the awards also include two special awards that are not around boats, but around people, really. And one of those is the Young Designer of the Year Award. I think you're quite familiar with this one, Caroline. I think you followed that for quite some time. So what can you tell us about this award?
So one thing I can say is it's very difficult as a competition. Rogerline Verco, who is the chair of the panel of judges, who are also designers, sets a challenge that's realistic, as if an owner had commissioned a design from a design studio and they expect back a very high standard of work. And they get it. The entrants produce some professional standard work, some of it. The award's really a fantastic springboard too for those entering. It introduces them to the industry, links them up with figures, and gets their work in front of everyone, really, in the industry. So it's an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, it's a wonderful award. And we have to say that this award is supported by FedShip. And one of the perks that these wonderful design students will get from winning the award is a visit with FedShip. So there were six very talented finalists selected from 35 entries, which were the ones submitted for judging. I believe there were quite a few more entries than that. And this year, they had to imagine a new yacht for a fictional FedShip client who had taken delivery of an Explorer but was looking for a second yacht, smaller for the Med, around 60 meters, and good enough to entertain 20 friends. Do you want to tell everyone who the winner is, Caroline?
Sure. The winner is Finn Lawton, whose yacht is called Amiche or Amish. I'm not quite sure, Finn. You'll have to tell me in
yes.
Kitzbühel. He is South African and he was educated at Coventry University.
Well done. Amazing. And then for the final award of the night, and one of the most important ones, is the Lifetime Achievement Award. And I think people will know the name. Do you want to tell us who won the Lifetime Achievement Award for the 2026 awards, Caroline?
Pleased to say it's Andrew Winch.
Anyone who pays attention to the world of yachting will know this name. He opened his studio back in 1986, and he's certainly been recognized for his work with super yachts, but also his ability to work in the semi-custom world. I personally love his work with the likes of Jeannot, and Andrew has a real passion for sailing, as well as being an amazing human being, storyteller, mentor to many, many people.
Absolutely. It's really well deserved. And what a studio he's created. I was actually there today at his studio, his company studio, for a meeting. And it's packed with just the most incredible talents doing amazing work across yachts, aviation, architecture. I actually met a librarian in the lift who collates their vast back catalogue of work. So it's quite a legacy.
Well, congratulations to all the winners and the finalists. And I hope everyone had a spectacular time at the awards and the Super Yacht Design Festival. And then we'll go on to work on the next edition of the Boat Design Innovation Awards.
That's it for our Boat Design and Innovation Awards themed Boat Briefing podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. The February issue of Boat International and Boat International US are on sale now, featuring our cover star, Breakthrough. This was a production of Boat International Media, sponsored by Amico & Co. Make sure to like, subscribe and follow on our social media channels and newsletters. For the latest news, analysis and market insight, visit boatinternational.com, and we'll be back soon with another episode. See you soon.